Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Second down and goal. Herbert, wide open touchdown, rookie Omarion Hampton. Welcome back.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Joe Buck and Troy Aikman with the call on ESPN. Yesterday on the show, Tyler Morales declined the opportunity to sing Touch by Omarion and said that tomorrow, meaning today, he would sing a song. On the show, in the show chat yesterday, he said that his karaoke song is So Sick by Neo. Tyler, we need you to come on now and sing So Sick by Neo before Femi and I talk about the LA Chargers.
You want me to do it right now?
Yeah, and you yes. Right now.
All right, let's go off the top of my head. Gotta change my answering machine now that I'm alone. Because right now it's, come on, Femi, says that we can't come to the phone.
Hold on. Like, Tyler, you're talking. Like, sing, please.
I don't sing.
He's reading lyrics. You can carry a tune, Tyler. You listen to enough music.
Because I'm so sick of love songs, so tired of tears. Sing, Tyler. Come on.
Yeah, you got it.
And I'm so sick of love songs, so tired of tears, so done with wishing you were still here. Said I'm so sick of love songs, so sad and slow. So why can't I turn off the radio?
Why can't I turn off the radio?
Gotta fix the calendar I have.
Okay, well, thank you.
He's going into the verse now. Yeah.
Yeah, that was better, right? That was a little better.
Yeah. The initial effort, I'm like, this guy's reading. Like we can't do this. But then he carried the tune. Yeah. Yeah, we like that.
Bill, what song? Yeah, well, Bill needs to sing, right?
Yeah, I think Bill didn't give us his karaoke song. So
I said my karaoke song used to be Nightmare on My Street by Fresh Prince. Why
you said that like Jerry Jones, my karaoke song.
Karaoke.
I got the karaoke was a throw-in in the Micah Parsons trade. What is Nightmare on My... Bill, can you pick a song that like one of us has heard of?
You've never heard of Nightmare on My Street? It's a Fresh Prince classic. It's like sings about Freddy Krueger.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. How about the Super Bowl Shuffle?
Yeah, you could do that.
I'll take that. Yeah, there's a good down.
Pick, how about Walter Payton? Does that work for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. They call me Sweetness, and I like to dance. Running the ball is like making romance. We had to go to training camp.
You're talking. We need you to sing, please. You're talking.
They don't sing. It's a rap.
Well, I need you. Okay. Then I need you to sing. Because you're putting no sauce on it at all. Like here, like I'll do, like this is Grills by Nelly and Paul Wall. So I'm going to rap, but I'm going to put some sauce on it. Are you ready? Got 30 down at the bottom, 30 more at the top. All invisible set, a little ice cube blocks. If I could call it a drink, call it a smile on the rocks. And if I could call out a price, let's say I'd call out a lot. See, I'm talking, but like I put some sauce on it. Bill, put some sauce on it, please.
No karaoke.
All right, so we're gonna do sauce for Walter Payton, who had the worst rap voice ever. But all right, we'll give it a shot here. Well, they call me Sweetness, and I like to dance. Running the ball is like making romance. We had to go to training camp
to give Chicago a Super Bowl chance. Now, we ain't doing this because we're greedy. The Bears are doing this to feed the needy. I didn't come here looking for trouble. I just came to do the Super Bowl shuffle.
That would see, like, that yeah. was pretty good. That was good.
That's like, it's like 80s rap, 90s rap, man. Like that's that exactly was good. What we wanted. Yeah.
Who hell didn't yeah. sing yesterday? Did Addie sing? She did, right? She did a great job. What song did she sing?
Yes.
She did Fleetwood Mac.
I forgot what song she sang.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Fleetwood Mac. Yeah, Jake did Natasha Bedingfield.
All right, now, but Addie, what song do you actually want to do? Because you didn't want to do Fleetwood Mac, right? Addie, what song, like, do you do at karaoke?
My karaoke song is You're So Vain by Carly Simon.
Oh, we talked about this. Please do it.
Okay, right now?
You make fun of Tyler for asking questions like this. Like,
and you ask.
Come on.
That's a joke. That's a joke. I swear. Okay.
It wasn't. That's okay.
No, I'm not an idiot. All right, we got to get on to this. Okay. You walked into the party like you were walking onto a yacht. Your head strategically dipped below one eye. Your scarf, it was apricot. There you go.
And you,
a good singer.
You're not gonna do the best part.
Well, I gotta get time for Mike Brown.
I am going to Mike next here, but you gotta do the da da na 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 na. Yeah, dude, what a great song! It is a banger. And the last
the choir verse, back in the day.
No, I was a band kid.
Okay. Anyway, musical background. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Mike Brown has turned his microphone on in anticipation of something. Mike, I will give you an option. You can either sing, do karaoke, or you can fake burp for us. One of the two. You get to choose.
All right. Not going to do that again. So here we go. So here I am, doing everything I can. Holding on to what I am, pretending I'm a Superman. Da, 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 da. I'm trying to keep the ground on my feet. It seems like the world's falling down around me. The nights are long. I'm singing this song and try to make the answers more than maybe. And I'm so confused about what to do. Sometimes I want to throw it all away. So here I am, getting older all the time, looking older all the time, feeling younger in my mind. So here I am, doing everything I can, holding on to what I am, pretending I'm a Superman. Ska defines who I am as a person. I will never turn my back on Ska.
So the Los Angeles Chargers beat the Philadelphia Eagles last night at overtime. Femme.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I knew that would get people to laugh just going right into the game. I didn't expect Femi would lose it, though. Okay. So, the LA Chargers beat the Philadelphia Eagles last night, 22-19 in overtime. You bet on this Tuesday. We talked about the Eagles earlier, like in full detail. Just on the Chargers, This feels like a very unserious football team to me, with the fact that they could not protect their quarterback at all in this game. And I understand that people hear me say this and say, like, you love the Chiefs every week. I'm being serious. Like, how in the world are they going to protect Justin Herbert against Steve Spagnuolo and the defense in this game? Like, I think the Chiefs might smash them in the game. And I know that I've been wrong about the Chiefs, and I can be wrong this week. So, like, make the case for the Chargers. Like, their offensive line is they cannot protect Herbert. And he was like Superman in this game last night.
Yeah, I mean, like, obviously the Chiefs, they don't have the defensive line that the Eagles have. But Spags, he dials it up. I think for me, because I'm concerned about Kansas City too, and like the Kansas City offense, like the Chargers defense is pretty solid. It just feels like the under to me. Like, I don't think this is going to be, like, this team's 20-17. And I guess you could say maybe just take the +4.5, but I also don't trust that offensive line on the road for the Chargers. I think this is another low-scoring game like we saw Sunday night for Kansas City. And if they execute a hell of a lot better than they did against the Houston Texans, maybe they can eke out the win. But yeah, like, just big picture style, like, Chargers, great win, probably going to put them in the playoffs, but outside of maybe getting the Patriots with that young team being inexperienced, I don't see how this team is winning playoff games and doing anything in the postseason. It's not because they're not a good team. It's just because they're injured. The offensive line's beat up. So I guess in essence, they're not a good team right now just because of all the bad luck that they've had.
Can we talk about the Justin Herbert, Laura Rutledge postgame interaction for a second? You saw it, right? After the game. So for people that missed it. Jake, do we have the sound of it? I didn't ask for it, so it's okay if we don't. So Laura Rutledge is doing sideline for Monday Night Football and is trying to get Herbert, like, after the game, and her microphone's hot, and she's trying to get Herbert, and Herbert says to her, like, I'm trying to celebrate with my teammates. And then I think he realizes, like, oh, like, I'm on, like, this is on camera right now, and he does the interview, and he's clearly, like, he did it, and it was fine, but, like, I think he would have preferred to have not been doing it. His answers were okay. And people, so I have two thoughts on this. Thought number one, she is awesome. Like, she's a stud, Laura Rutledge. Uh-huh. Like, she handled that as well as you could handle it. Like, she's on camera, like, millions of people are watching, and the quarterback's like, yeah, I don't want to do this. And she sticks with it and gets him to do the interview. So she's like a 10 out of 10. Like, she did an unbelievable job. And I tweeted that in the moment. I was surprised, Femi, that everyone was killing John. Like, what a jerk he is. He was so rude to her. I honestly thought it was fine. Like, total non-story to me. The fact that, like, he did the interview. He was gracious enough in the interview. I thought it was a non-story. Did you have any issue with how this went down last night with Herbert and Laura Rutledge? And I acknowledge that not everybody has to agree with me on this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he could have handled it better. Like, he should know. He's played enough football to where, like, hey, you're the quarterback of the team. It was a pretty crazy game. Like, they're going to want to interview you. I think that, unfortunately, was, I don't think a PR person was there. Maybe they got caught up in the shuffle. Maybe they were wrangling up Jim Harbaugh. I don't know what they're going on. The coach never does an interview after the game, so they're probably not doing that. But it was just an absence of a PR person. I feel like the PR person grabs Herbert and says, hey, we have Laura Rutledge with you right after the game. Let's go do this interview. And then, like, this never happens. But because that wasn't the case, unless I missed it in the video and they were there and they just didn't do their jobs, I think that's why we had this breakdown. But yeah, like, I wasn't, like, a super big fan of Herbert. I don't think he's, like, a bad person. I think people were going a little bit nuts with, like, oh, you make all this money and the networks, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, let's go there. But I thought he could have handled it better. Like, you're the quarterback. You've played enough. You know how this goes. They want to talk to you. You're the quarterback of the winning team. So, like, he shouldn't have been flustered or been like, oh, I want to do this. It's like, yeah, but you also have to do this first.
Yeah, I get it to a degree. I just, like, I don't care. Like, he did the interview. Like, it would be one thing if he's like, I want to go sell it, and then he blew her off, and, like, she's, like, on camera, like, what do I do here? Like, that would have been,
or like, gave,
he
like, did the interview. Or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, like, he did the interview, and he gave decent enough answers. Like, okay, like, I will acknowledge it's not, like, the best look for him to do that, but, like, he recovered well enough. Like, no one's perfect. I thought, and by the way, it's so funny that Harbaugh used the word superhero to describe him, because when I'm thinking about, like, last night and I'm watching the show, I'm like, he is a super, like, it was a heroic performance. He was unreal.
Yeah.
Got the crap kicked out of him and kept getting with a broken hand.
Mm-hmm. Like, you think he has the respect of his teammates in the locker room? Like, he definitely does.
Like, you know what, had it, you know what he looked like night, to me? He's got it even, you know, more. What he was doing? He took a walk around the world to ease his troubled mind. He left his body hanging somewhere in the sands of time. Final hour, power hour coming up next. I feel there's nothing I can do. Yeah.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.